Hey guys, what's up? I'm Shannon Moore, and today I'm going to sit down. I just wanted to chat with you a little bit, just about a little bit about my story and where I'm at right now. I've had some people reaching out to me on social media, trying to figure out how they can get some help with drug addiction or alcoholism, which is the whole point of this podcast. I'm going to have a lot of people on this podcast that's going to be sharing their stories. Not everybody's going to be in recovery, or not everybody's going to be a drug addict or an alcoholic that's in recovery. It's going to be a variety of people, but I have had a few people on here sharing their experience, strength, and hope over the last few weeks. And it's pretty cool because I've got people contacting me now wanting help, wanting me to try to get them help with their alcoholism or their drug addiction, because they've heard something in this podcast that has made them want to make that change in their life, which is the whole point of this. So I've had a few people reach out, and they, the big question was like, how do you know if you're a drug addict or an alcoholic? And if you're asking that question, there's probably a good chance that you're having some issues, and that you're probably drinking a little too much, or that you realize that there could be a problem in your life. And that's good. That's good that you do that, because if you just take a step back and you just look at your life, and the signs are there if you're honest with yourself. If your finances are all screwed up, if your family's being torn apart, if you're putting all your money into drugs and alcohol, you're putting your money into trying to feel normal every day. If you're chasing drugs, or if you're trying to figure out how you're going to have your next drink that day, then you're probably needing to get some help. But it's good that people are starting to reach out, because I want to be a sounding board, and I want to be able to bridge that gap. If you are questioning this, if you need a facility to go to, if you're questioning the fact of if you're an alcoholic or an addict, like, reach out to somebody, reach out, let anybody know, just talk to somebody. Explain to them that you're feeling this way. Because if you're feeling this way, that's the start of change. Until you recognize the problem, until you recognize you're not in control of this thing, that you're not in control of the alcohol or the drug addiction, then you're not going to be able to help yourself until you see that, until you realize that you need to make a change in your life. So I'm pretty stoked that people are reaching out and that people are asking me for help. I've sent numbers to people to contact facilities in the area. Like the AA program. Like, man, if you're drinking too much, like, AA's all across the world. It's an amazing program. AA is a great program to change your life in all aspects, like, not just from a drinking standpoint. You have NA, AA, there's so many great programs out there that can help you change your life if you let somebody know, if you talk to somebody and you let them know that you're struggling with this. For me, that's the way it was. I didn't know none of this stuff. I think that a lot of people want change in their life, but they don't have the knowledge to know that there's change available, that you can change your life, that there's people that can help you. A lot of people just don't know that it's out there. And I know that was my case. I didn't know how to change. By the time that drugs and alcohol had taken over my life, and that I was given everything every day, and I was putting 100% into my drug addiction, then I didn't know how to change it. I didn't know how to break that vicious cycle. And I had to be taught. People had to walk me through it. And that's what I got at Healthcare Connection of Tampa. I met a group of people, the doctors, psychiatrists, therapists. These people showed me like what it takes, the work that you have to put in order to make a change in your life. But it is possible. It's out there. It's up the street. It's right up the street in an AA meeting. But you got to be willing. You got to let go of that ego. You got to walk into a meeting with an open mind and listen. You got to shut up and you got to listen. I know for me, going into treatment and finally asking for help, contacted one of my best friends that I'd seen change his life for the better. When I contacted him, I was beaten down. I was broken. I knew that I needed to change my life, or I was going to end up dead, or I was going to end up in prison, or I was going to end up just in the most horrible way that I could possibly be in. And I was at that point. I was at that point of either change or I was going to be dead. Either way. So if you're at that point and you're feeling like your life's getting there to the point of where you're out of control with using, you're out of control with alcohol, if your life's unmanageable, if it's just falling apart, then reach out to somebody. Find somebody to talk to. Contact me. If you hear this, contact me. There is help out there. There's people that want to help you. There's people that do love you. Even though you feel like, if you're at the point where you feel like you're drinking every day and everybody around you just hates you, they don't. They just want to see you change. So let somebody know that you're struggling. Let somebody know that you need help. There's more people out there that will help you than you think. And it's scary. It's scary asking for help. That's not what we do. For some reason, for me, it was the hardest thing to ever do was ask for help. But it was the best thing that I ever did for my life. It's the best thing that I ever did for me as a human being. Because when I asked for help, that was my start of change. And you can change too, but you've got to start with that. You've got to start with help. Because just as quick as you've built your life up, you've built your careers, you've built your families, you've got these great friends in your life, as long as you've worked building all this stuff, if you keep going without asking for help, and if you don't reach out for help, you're going to tear all that down and all that hard work's going to go to waste. Because you're going to trade all that stuff. You're going to trade your homes. You're going to trade your wives, your husbands. You're going to trade your kids. You're going to trade your money. You're going to trade this beautiful life that you've built. You're going to trade that for drugs and alcohol. You might as well accept that. If you don't reach out for help, you're making that trade, because you're going to end up putting drugs and alcohol first. It's just the progression of it. It's just the way it is. It's just what alcoholics and drug addicts do. It's what I did myself. I traded my career. I traded my life that I built. I traded everything that I had to make sure that I had drugs and alcohol in my life on a daily basis. And that was toward the end. That's where it progressed to. And that's the story of every drug addict and alcoholic. It's just the way it is. So if you're out there and you're listening, like, contact me. Hit me up here on Facebook. Email me. Do whatever you got to do to contact me if you think you have a problem and if you want some help. I'll do everything I can to put you in contact with a treatment center or somebody that can help you. Somebody that can help you make a change in your life for the better so you don't have to go through what I went through. That's the point of this podcast. The last few weeks, it's been great. It's been great because I've had people on here sharing their experience, strength, and hope, telling their stories. And something that a story will do is it will make you relate. It'll make you realize that you might need to reach out for help. And if this is you, reach out now. This is your opportunity. I'm telling you that there is help out there. There's help available. Contact me, and I'm here for you. I didn't know there was help available. I was scared to reach out. For me, my issues, I just tried to hide them down. I didn't want people to know. I didn't think people seen my life becoming all unmanageable. I didn't think that people knew that I was struggling. People around you know. They see it. They see the chaos that you're bringing in your life. They see you not paying your bills because you're putting everything into drugs and alcohol. Everybody around you sees exactly what you're doing. You're tearing your life apart. You're tearing it down. You're the only one that's blind to this. If your life is in chaos right now because of drugs or alcohol, you can make that change, but you got to be willing. You've got to be honest with yourself. You've got to lose that ego. You got to lose that part of you that thinks you're just manipulating everybody into believing that your life is okay. Because it's not the case. People are on to you, whether you think they are or not. People see you. They see you just laying down total wreckage. So reach out for help. If this is you, take a big look at your life. Take a big look at how your life's going. And if you're waking up every day, and if you're trying to figure out how you're going to have that next drink or how you're going to buy those next drugs, even if it means taking your rent, even if it means not feeding your kids, even if it means your wife leaving or your husband leaving you, then you've probably got a drug or an alcohol problem and you need to reach out for help. For me, I didn't know that that help was out there because I didn't have the knowledge about it. Nobody never told me that it was okay to reach out for help. Everybody always talked about drug addicts and alcoholics in a negative way to the point where it scared me. I didn't want to be honest about my drug use or my alcoholism. I was scared to because I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want to lose my career because somebody thought that I had a drug problem. But what I didn't realize is that people will help you. If you work for a company and you're scared that you're going to lose your job, or that you're scared that you're going to not be able to provide for your family, well, guess what? If you keep using and if you keep drinking, the progression's going to get so bad, you're going to lose that job anyways. You're not going to be able to feed your family anyways. Because you're already putting alcohol first, or you're putting drug addiction first, and you're going to start being late, or your boss is going to find out, and you got a better chance of reaching out to your work or your job and letting them know that you're struggling, that you need some help. You have a better chance keeping your job like that than you do calling in sick every day or calling in late or just not being able to produce at work. So you got a better shot just being honest and just letting your boss know, letting someone close to you know, letting one of your coworkers know. There's a lot of support out there. That knowledge isn't talked about because drug addiction, alcoholism is such a black sheep in society. We don't have this knowledge. We don't understand that the help's available. And I'm not saying all cases, because you may get judged. But in the long term, like, you're going to have a better chance of keeping a job once you get sober. You're going to have a better chance of rebuilding your career whenever you're sober than you ever would in active addiction or alcoholism. So reach out. Let somebody know. Let somebody know that you're struggling. Get the help that you need. Contact me. I'll put you in contact with somebody. Just make the choice to change. I was scared to death myself. There's not that many spots in the pro wrestling industry, and I was on the biggest stage of them all. I was in the biggest company of them all. And I was scared to lose my spot. I didn't want to let anybody know that I was struggling. So I just tried to keep moving. I tried to keep hiding my addiction until the point where I didn't even care about my job no more. I didn't care if I had my job because all I cared about was my drug addiction. And that's where it goes. That's where the progression goes. So if you're sitting there and you're struggling with, well, I can't talk about it because I'm scared I'm going to lose my job. You've got to understand that you're going to lose that job anyways, because the progression of alcoholism and drug addiction, the way it progresses, that job's not going to be important at some point, and you're going to end up burning and doing more harm to your career, to your job, than you would by just asking and admitting that you've got an issue and that you want to attack this issue. Most bosses are going to be supportive. Most companies are going to be supportive. And that's just the situation. If there's a company that you're working for and you go to them and you legitimately need some help with drug addiction or with alcoholism, and they judge you in a negative way for that, that's on them. That's probably not a company you need to work for anyways. If they can't be supportive and help you, then maybe you need to step away from that company and find somewhere else that you can go to work for. And you got to think about the big picture here. In case you do lose your job, what's more important to you, your life or a job? Your life or a job? Because if you are struggling with alcoholism or addiction, if you fast forward down the road and you're doing the next right thing and you've figured out that you need a program to deal with this issue and that you're working a strong program, and your life's coming back together, you're going to end up with a better job anyways. You're going to end up working for a company that you absolutely love at some point, because you've put the work in and you've found a company and you've found a life that you truly can love. So if what's holding you back is going to your boss, or you're afraid that you're going to lose your job, I got news for you. You're going to lose it anyways, because the progression of this disease, if you're dealing with alcoholism, if you're dealing with drug use, your drug use and your alcoholism is going to override your job at some point anyways. So either you're going to get fired for not being able to produce at your job, or not showing up, or calling in sick, or you're going to go to your boss, you're going to ask for help and take the gamble of hopefully your company helping you. Hopefully your boss will help you. And if they don't, it's just me, but that's not a company that I want to work for. So that's the reason that I wanted to come on here this morning, and I wanted to talk to you guys, because I've been in your shoes. I've been there. I've been there where I didn't want to reach out for help because I didn't know how. But after I've been getting these messages over the last few weeks, I was sitting right where you were. I didn't want to reach out for help. I was scared to, because I thought that I would be judged. I thought people would think different of me. And I had to get to the point where I was beaten and broken down enough to where I didn't care what everybody else thought. And that's where you've got to get to. You've got to get to that point where you just reach out and you make it happen. For me, I built a life that I absolutely loved. I built a career that I absolutely loved. But at the same time, the progression of my drug use and the progression of the lifestyle that I was living because of my drug use caused me to lose everything. I reached a point where I was at a bottom. I was at an all-time low, and I had nowhere to go. I knew that I was either going to end up dead, I was going to end up in trouble with the law, to the point where I was sitting in a prison cell, or I was just going to not wake up one day. Those were my three options. That's where I was going. That's where my life was heading. And if this is you, you've got to reach out for help. That's the point. You've reached a dead end spot. You've reached the point where you're partying, you're drinking, your drug use is not fun no more. You've reached your bottom. If you've reached your bottom, if you've reached a point of no return, you've got to reach out for help. There's somebody out there that will help you. I'm giving you an open invite right now. Send me an email. Send me a message. I'll get you in contact with somebody that can try and help you change your life. That's where I was at. It took me years and years and years to build my life. It took me years and years and years to build my career. And in no time, I burned it all down and I had nowhere to turn. And the only places that I knew I was going to end up was either in a morgue or in jail. So now, like, being on the other side, AA is such a big part of my life. Service work, such a big part of my life. I've got more purpose in my life today being sober than I've ever had in my life before. And it's the greatest feeling ever. So reach out to me. Let me know if you're struggling with drug use, if you're struggling with alcoholism. I'll do my best to try to point you in the right direction or put you in contact with somebody that you can talk to. Make the change. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I've got a lot of friends that they've done it. They've done it. You can do it. You can make a change in your life. I've done it. Man, if I tell you what, like looking back, like if it was possible for me to do it, anybody can do it. It's crazy looking back. I wish I wouldn't have waited so long. I wish I'd have reached out for help a lot sooner. I wish I would have let the company that I worked for know years ago. I wish that I would have asked for help a long time ago. So if this is you, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait around. Ask for help. Contact somebody. If you want to contact me, I'll put you in touch with a treatment center. I'll put you in touch with Healthcare Connection of Tampa. I'll put you in touch with the CEO. I'll put you in touch with somebody that can help you start changing your life if you make that decision today. You can contact me on Twitter at the Shannon Brand. You can go to Facebook. You can contact me at Shannon Moore. Just reach out to me. Reach out to somebody. Change your life. Better your life. Stay safe, my friends.